Okay. We left off somewhat in the middle. They're doing the Malacha Shem Shichu Gufa, basically defining what the phrase Gufa is. Malacha, we know somewhat. Tzricha is also a question, but exactly what the Gufa that we're talking about is over here. So we saw a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. They both agree that Gufa is Guf HaMalacha. The question is it Guf HaMalacha, namely the Tachlis with the Hei HaYadiyah, the Tachlis that was done in the Mishkan? Or the Guf HaMalacha in general, every Malacha is done for a Tachlis, to bring Tikkun HaOlam, do something creative, do something that brings about an improvement. And if you're doing a malacha simply to tread water, to keep a certain status quo, then to remove a problem, then that would be a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. And the various cases that are brought in the Gemara can fit into both definitions. I pointed out that Kapos Tumarim tries to give a nafkamina. We offered a nafkamina as well between the Perushim of Rashi and Tosfos halachu l'maaseh. Then we find what may be another shita, or may not be. In the Chidushei HaRamban over there, Al Atar in Shabbos, Perush Malacha Shein Tzricha LaGufa, Kegon Hamotzi Yesanei Safil LaKovro, Ein Lo Hanoa Bahotza Asa Velo Bikvura So, Avol HaHanoa Hu HaTum'ah Shemoneh Mimenu, Vechein Tzedas Nachash Kedei Shlo Yishachenu Nikres Malacha Shein Tzricha LaGufa, She'ena Ela Minias Hezek, Ve'ena Hanoa BaHatzorech BeGufa Shel Malacha, etc. And he continues, namely, very, very similar to Rashi. And there are many Achronim on the stand of the Ramban, and Rashi are one and the same. They were dealing over here with Hasaras Hamoneya. You're removing a problem, that you're removing the Hanahu Atuma Shimoneh Mimenu, Hanahu Miniyas HaHezek, etc. However, the Ramban does use terminology which is somewhat different from Rashi. Rashi speaks about the fact that you have no Hanah. No Hanah in an ultimate sense. Namely, you have a certain amount of subjective Hanah, but basically you haven't done anything real, anything in terms of improving the world. You just removed the problem. The Ramban speaks about the fact that there is a Hanah. However, what he says is, Ve'ena Hanah v'atzorech begufa shel malacha. Ve'ena Hanah v'atzorech begufa shel malacha. Malacha shetzricha legufa. Ve'ena Hanah v'atzorech begufa shel malacha. And this raises an option that perhaps we could link the Ramban with the Shita, which is classically known as the Shita of the Baal Hamor, namely that a Malacha not only has a Pula and a Tachlis, but also generally has an object. There is a Guf on which the Malacha is done. And if we have a situation where the Pula is done on Guf A, and the Hanah is received from B, that would be a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Namely, you're getting hanah not from guf hamalacha. You're not getting the hanah from the guf hamalacha, from the object in which the malacha is being done. You're not getting, in other words, when you take a key in your pocket and you walk with it indoors to outdoors, now the hanah is that your key is outdoors. That's what you want. So you did a malacha on the key, and the key is outdoors. So your hanah and the pu'ula are being done on one and the same. Can we take a mace outdoors? Your hanah is not in the mace. The mace was that which you did the malacha to, but that's not your hanah. Your hanah is the fact that now your house is free. It's free of tuma. When you're tzad a nachash, so your hanah is not in the nachash. Your hanah is that your moneya hezek. That's not called the hanah. The gufa shemalacha. If we break off the hanah from the object in which you do the malacha, that would be a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Namely, as opposed to doing gufa tachlis, like Rashi and Tosfos, their whole machlokes is the tachlis with the hei hayadiyah, T-H-E and hayadiyah, right? The tachlis or a tachlis. Here, we're dealing with gufa as literally, gufa, the cheftza of the malacha. What, again, whether this is the Ramban or not, I'm not certain, but I do think that it could very well be the Ramban, and that would be one of the reasons why the Ramban wasn't masig on the Baal Hamor when he gave his definition, because the Ramban agrees with this definition. What am I referring to by the Baal Hamor? That the Baal Hamor has this very, very original theory. Devin likes to deal in the direction that if you have a machlokas, say the Shammai and the Hillel, there's a certain shmit of Shammai and a certain shmit of Hillel that follow through like 8 or 10 machlokot. Like in terms of the Shalom Beis Hillel, so Rav Zevin has an issue with Shitas by Hanukkah with whether you're going up or you're going down. Are we dealing with Eish? Are we dealing with Or? And he wants to deal with their concepts of what's viewed as a positive Hanukkah. And he links it in with other machlokas between Hillel and Shammai in terms of positive and negative v'chulei. So the Baal HaMor, so really get all this from the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor found the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Kilkul v'chabura. He says, this is connected with the machlokas between the same Rabbi Shimon and the same Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Malacha Shein Tzricha Gufa. What in the world does one have to do the other? So the Baal HaMor has a whole cheshbon. But within the cheshbon, the Baal HaMor gives us an introduction. And what's his introduction? His introduction is that we have 39 avos malachos that we're aware of. In Ebir Hadavar, Kol Shloshim V'Teisha Malachos Hayu Kenegdam Mishkan, Kuvam Hayabahem Tzarech Gufan. They all are malachos Hatzricha L'Gufan. Chutz Min Hazoreh V'Haborer. And we say, out of the 39 avos malachos, we have two, which in essence are malachos She'ein Tzricha L'Gufan. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, who cares? And according to Rabbi Shimon, there are exceptions, Gzeiras HaKosos. However, that statement could not have been made by Tosfos. But by nature, what defines a Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa, the purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. So Zorah and Borer, if they were used for the building of the Mishkan, whatever their purpose was, that's defined as Tzricha L'Gufa. You can't speak it. It's a Tarkei D'Sasrei to speak about a Malacha of the Mishkan, which is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, according to Tosfos. The definition of a Malacha is Tzricha L'Gufa. The definition of a Malacha is that which was done in the Mishkan. Also, it makes sense according to Rashi. What, anyone would say that Zorah and Borer are not creative acts? I mean, Hutzah, he's looking at being a Malacha Grua. But there, you're dealing with a change of vocation. But all other Malachas, Borer is dealing with creativity. I mean, so how can you, so it has a tachlis. The moment it has a tachlis, according to Rashi, that's already enough to be a Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, this statement is impossible. But how does the statement fit in? So it explains, Shehu Zoreh HaMotz Min HaGorem, Uborer HaTzroros Min HaKli. That this is what we call the few minutes ago the Ramban. That namely, you are doing the malacha, your pula is on the motz, it's on the tsroros, and your hana'a is on the ochel, which is left. So you're doing the malacha on object A, and your hana'a is in B. That's defined as a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa, that can be even in the Mishkan. And then he continues, and he says, who have been? That mila is a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Because you're doing the malacha on the orla, and the tikkun is in the kit. So you have over here this distinction between the guf, on which you're doing the malacha, and that. A malacha, tzricha l'gufa, means that the hanah is from the guf on which you're doing the pe'uda of the malacha. Or he continues later on, we'll get to it in a minute. Okay, so this then fits in very, very nicely with the Ramban, and there is this, a huge Baal HaMor, the Ramban couldn't have missed it. And there's no Hasaga. I mean, it's against conventional wisdom. It goes against the classic sheets of Rashi and Tosfos. Kind of read that the Ramban learned like the Baal HaMor, and that's what he meant over here when he said, Eina Hanah Vatzarach Begufa Shel Malacha. Again, you don't have to learn the Ramban this way if you don't want to, but I think that you certainly could. And then we would have Rashi, Tosfos, Baal HaMor / Ramban, yeah? In terms of the equation. What?
He said Zohar
and Bora, Zohar and Bora, and the whole thing, and then Rashi, okay. You're about enough to study about it. But you do the same thing with Rashi. You know, when we spoke at Rashi, and that's how to give him a day. So there's Rashi here, and Rashi there. The Rashi is elsewhere that appear very much like Tosfos. That's what the Or HaShulchan pointed out. No, he's dealing with this particular Ramban. I agree. Okay, but there is such a shita. My nafkamina, and how would it? Why not Kushi say it's the Ramban? If after all, Binyamin says it's not the Ramban consistently. I'm pushing because we have a well-known machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos in terms of a very, very common malacha, and that is cutting one's nails. Or cutting one's hair. You're dealing with the kli. So the Gemara says, on the right, not same sugi, on the Tzadidah, on the Medbez, The Mishnah says, "Anotel tifarna v'dova zoa obeshina v'chensara usfama uzakana etc. etc." Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer is the right. Chachamim say it's drabona. Amar Rabbi Eliezer machlokes biyar. When there was maybe that's already considered to be a machlokes v'achayat. Although bekli kulei alma chayat. Everyone agrees that if you cut your nails with scissors, you cut your hair with the scissors, that's a malacha d'orais of Shabbos, or a malacha of gozes. Right? It's shearing. You're shearing human hair, you're shearing human nails. So Tosa says, what are you talking about, Koya Machayev? This is a classic malacha, Shein Shricha Lagufa. Why did they do geziza in the Mishkan? They needed center. You needed sefer for the Mikvaim and the Big Dekuna, etc., etc. You need sefer. So that's what he did. No one cuts his nails because he needs nails. No one cuts his hair. I mean, not many, except for Rachel, Eshes, Rabbi Akiva, because they need hair, right? It's thrown away. So classically, this is a malacha she'in shricha l'gufa. How can you say kulei al machaya? So it says, Hayu k'Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, that malacha she'in shricha l'gufa is chaya, then kulei al machaya. However, the Ramban doesn't link this with Rabbi Yehuda. The Ramban paskin chayav. How can Ramban paskin chayav? Can I read that according to Ramban, this is not a malacha she'in shricha l'gufa. So let's make our question. According to Tosfos, Barer, it's a malacha she'in shricha l'gufa. There was a Mishkan, it was done for purpose A. Here it's being done for purpose B. According to Rashi, not so pashut. You'd be happier if your nails wouldn't grow. In other words, you'd be happier if your hair didn't grow. You're just getting things back to status quo. You're just removing an aesthetic blockage, etc. This is la asir hamaneya v'chulei v'chulei. According to Rashi. But however, if our question is, do we have a malacha being done on the object? Your hanoah comes from the object. So here, you're doing the malacha on your nails, you're being nene from your nails. You're doing the malacha on your hair, you're being nene from your hair. Then it fits in. It can be a malacha tzichul gufa, taking the definition of the Baal HaMor / Ramban. Since this is a sheet of the Ramban over here, you can learn the Ramban this way. This is not the only avoiding the Ramban. The question was not raised by me. The question was raised by the Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Halacha, in the beginning of Siman Shimnem. I gave it to you in the Mar Makamos. And over there, he wants to link the Ramban with what's called the Shitas HaRivosh. That the Rivosh says that there were two types of gozes in the Mishkan. They were gozes sheep in order to be able to get the wool. That's what we normally think about gozes. But also, there were the Oros HaElim HaMa'adamim and the Oros HaTachashim. They use also the hides. In the course of tanning a hide, you remove the fuzz from the hide. That's also gozes. And there you're not concerned with the fuzz. You don't want the fuzz. You want the hide. And so we have a situation of gozes in the Mishkan where that which remained was the purpose of the malacha. So then, according to that approach, even Aliba the Tosfos, this could be a malacha Hatzricha Ugufa, because it's parallel to that which was done on the Orot in the Mishkan. It's not parallel to that which was done on the Kvasim, it's parallel to that which was done on the Orot. And that we find in the Rishonim. The Rivash, after all, is sort of on the boundary between the Rishon and Nachron. Where do you find the Rishonim? Where we'd expect it, in the Miyuchas Laran. I told you, any Shita that appears to be Mafudash, you find it in the Miyuchas Laran. But the Ramban doesn't say it. I mean, that's something you'd have to say if you really felt that way. So the Ramban should have said it. I mean, why should we call the Shita Miyuchas Laran? He calls it to the Ramban. He doesn't say it. So to put that into the Ramban appears to me to be a bit of a jump. The Mishnah Berurah does it, but it appears to be a bit of a jump. The Miyuchas Laran is the first place that we find it. We don't find it in the Ritzvah, in the Ram. In the Talmidim of the Ramban, we don't find it. We find it in the Miyuchas Laran. We know he was the Ben Dor of the Ram, but we don't know who was his Rebbe. Okay, in any case, this may be a third sheet, though. So, yes? So what would be a nafkeinu nida between the Ramban and Rashi? Well, firstly, we just mentioned three cases. Would Zohar be a malacha she'in shricha l'gufa, as in terms of definition? Why? Whether Goza is a malacha she'in shricha l'gufa if you're cutting your nails, that would be a machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi. But also, by Chofer Bor, ve'eino tzarech ela la'afara. Well, let's now return to where we began. Chofer Bor, ve'eino tzarech ela la'afara. The Gemara calls that a malacha she'in shricha l'gufa. Why is that a malacha she'in shricha l'gufa? So, according to the Tosfos, because in the Mishkan, why did he dig Borot? To use the cavity. And here you're digging the bor for the dirt earth. That's a Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. That's clear. Tosfos has no problem. According to... Let's skip Rashi a minute. According to the Ramban, why is this a Melacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa? You're doing the Melacha on the field, and your Hanoa is in a bag of earth, a bag of dirt. That's already considered to be two different keftas. That's the, what that was pointed out in the Baal HaMoor. It continues, and he says that black and white. No, see? V'chein ha-chofer guma basada ve'eno tzorech alul afara ein ha-charisha ela ha-guma bilvad v'ho-ofar k'dobar afer chutz min ha-charisha havya la-malacha she'en tzorech la-gufa sinat l-kubar Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shima, etc. When you get to over here, you understand that the question, where do you draw the line? In other words, why view earth and land as being two chepzos as opposed to hair and hair as one chepza? There is room to distinguish. I mean, certainly, you know, one can see that hair is like one hair, so it's cut, you're cutting it in half. But let's say you were to go for a number zero, right, and get a baldy. So then, you know, we have head and hair. That still could be viewed perhaps as one. There's a sefer, did I bring it in here? I have it in the office. A very, very fine sefer. Last year, Mati Novak used it along with Eliab when they learned on their own Hilchos Shabbos. It's called Nesiva Shalom. That was written by Rav Shalom Yosef Gelber, who also put out a sefer by the same name on Riddis. It's not Nesiva Shalom of the Slonimer, right? And he goes through just the Kolam of Achas Machshavas. He has about three pages trying to understand how do we view Chepsa Achas, what is exactly the Chepsa, the Malacha, according to the Ramban and the Baal HaMoor. But I don't want to get involved in those details. But the Baal HaMoor says black and white, we have over here a different Chepsa by Cholper Bor. But according to Rashi, why is this a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? This is what Skinner's Kamusa Kohn, I think he asked last week when we learned this. Why is this a Malacha, or earlier, why is it, on Monday, a year ago, why is this a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? Self, the purpose, the person has now, he has a bag of dirt that he didn't have previously. Well, why do we view that? There's no siluk hamazik. He wanted a bag of dirt. He has a bag of dirt. He plans to use this bag of dirt. So why is this a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa according to Rashi? So it bothered me. I didn't want to get on Monday. It bothered me. But it bothered me. So I looked back into Rashi. That's what you look back into Rashi. And Rashi gives the answer in two words. Look back into Rashi. Dibra maskil elo la'afara. Hachofer bor ve'eno tzarech elo la'afara. What does Rashi say over there, Tavi? L'chasot so'ah. I mean, you know, like, why do we care why he wants dirt? Does he want the dirt because this is dirt of Eretz Yisrael, let's put it into a keder? Does he want the dirt for a sandcastle? So Rashi says, L'chasot so'ah. L'chasot so'ah. We're back to the mace. We're back to the case of the Tzad Nachash. And we see there's over here a mazik, a problem. He has to cover the mazik. So he's doing the malacha for L'chasot so'ah. That's the malacha she'en shrichel gufa, according to Rashi. In the Chinam, according to Rashi, if you would want the dirt because he wants to make cement, that would be a malacha tzricha l'gufa. But if he wants the dirt, l'chasa tzoa, that's how Rashi said it. I mean, no other Rishon explains why you need offer. It's assumed that any person needs offer for whatever he needs offer. Rashi wrote specifically, if he needs zayti, l'chasa tzoa, this is his shita. This is like the motzi esamex. You want to get rid of a problem. Might have been the problem of tuma, the problem is nezek, or the problem is you can't daven, or the problem is that you're disgusted, right? That it's a davar mos. That you want to cover a davar mos. That's already according to Rashi, a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. That you just want to maintain a certain status quo. You want to remove a problem as opposed to doing something positive. Okay, so we have over here three. So the Nafkumina you asked between Rashi and Ramban was, what if a person wants offer for a different purpose? He wants the offer for to make paint. He wants the offer to be machasadam. Right? It's also a positive purpose. You must do a mitzvah. Kisvi hadam. So that according to Rashi would be a malacha tzricha l'gufa. According to Ramban, doing the malacha on the mother earth, your hana is from the bag of dirt, from the mitzvah. That's the malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. Okay, over here, yeah. Because you have a positive purpose. You are zora and borer.
You are perfect. This is part of Siddur, the pass.
You'd
rather also not be kosher. I mean, you'd rather that things be, you know, that a Kosh Baruch would just do the process of Ketivah, that we should grow, and then it should all of a sudden just fall off the source. You'd rather, many things a person would rather do. I'd rather not be Choresh, rather not be Zoreh, I'd rather not be Kosher. But that which is part of the natural world, that's you can't have your druthers. You can't say, I would have rather not been born. Right? But you can't, you know, as we paskin, that's it, that's life, you're born, right? And just do the best. So you were born into this world, in order to get a loaf of bread, you have to be the rooster, right? The red rooster. You have to go through Harisha and Zuriya and Kitzit. Little redhead, thank you very much. You have to go through the little redhead, you have to go through all this whole process in order to get a loaf of bread. You just can't lie there like a cat. You have to go through the process. So that's not considered to be Haya Eino Rotzer. Eino Rotzer means where something is out of the ordinary, and you would rather have not had that situation. Misa is Eino Rotzer, Sadnachash is Eino Rotzer. Those are the cases of Eino Rotzer, Eino Tzarech. Okay, how do we paskin? We're learning halacha, we have to say how we paskin. How do we paskin? You have over here a double machlokas. A, like Rabbi Shimon and like Rabbi Yehuda. And B, which Rabbi Shimon and which Rabbi Yehuda? Right? In other words, we have a question: do we pass the malacha saying Shricha Gufa is chayav or pater? And if we pass him as pater, then which malacha saying Shricha Gufa? Tosis, Rashi's, or the Ramban Bal Hamor's? Which of these is going to be pater? And we've nafkaminas in terms of the Raisis, the Rabbanans, and then there are all sorts of kulas by the Rabbanans. We'll see in terms of the Nashmashah, Sedemir Lakun, and Chola, Vachulay, which, and who I did the Makom Tzorach, or Makis Morsi, if you get to a, if you're starting with the Rabbanan, you get to a head there, if you're starting with the Daraisi, you only go down to the Rabbanan. Where do we begin over here? So, the Chora, at least question, where we begin with the Rambam. That's where we begin. So let's begin with the Rambam. So the Rambam is quite clear, and how we pass in. In Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, has Rambam Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda. Correct. Kol ha'oseh malacha b'Shabbos, af al pi she'ein atzricha l'gufa shel malacha, and we have no idea what Rambam means by that phrase, chayev alecha. Ketzad, harei shekavla es hanyan neshin utzarech l'shemen o l'psila, kedei shelo yovad, o kedei shelo yisareif, o kedei shelo yivaka, cheres shel haner, okay, so we have over here an example that fits into all of our definitions. Tosos can learn, I mean, it's a Mishnah. So Baruch fits into all the definitions. In other words, Hamachabes, in other words, Nehashemen, Nehacheres. So in all of these cases, the Rambam paskins chayav, like the Mishnah does. Right? Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. And paskins, that's the reason. Stam Mishnah has like a Stam Mishnah. A Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ravid over there says, Kosev HaRavid Zal, Rabbeinu Chananel Zal, Pasek Rabbi Shimon, Shehu Poter. Namely, my argument on the Rambam is not Mitzad Svara. Normally the Ravid likes to argue the Rambam Mitzad Svara. It's not Mitzad Svara. The Rambam has a good mock, whether he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Mishnah. But I have precedent that we pass him like Rabbi Shimon. I mean, Perakan Notel, Rava Rabbi Shimon, Sira Lei, Yamar, Malacha, Shein Sif Le Gufa, Patra Le Nachon. If we're going to use the rule of Stam Mishnayos, I can't argue with you. However, we have an Amora, we have Rava, who passes like Rabbi Shimon. The Rava also in the Stam Mishnah. You know, is an indicator, but it's not an absolute indicator. So our question, the question over here is really, if you look at the Mefarshim in the case of Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, this one brings another Stam Mishnah, this one brings another Gemara. In other words, it's a question of trying to build, work off a precedent. So we have over here two tracks. We have the Rambam on one hand, Ravid, the Rebbe Hananel, the Rush, on the other hand. When we move one generation, we move to the next line of defense, Lur to the tour. So in terms of how does the tour pass in, we have a Magen Avraham. In Siman Reish Ayin Ches. there we have the this area of Kibui, and the Magen Avraham tells us the Kibui Hu Malacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa Ela in Kain Osa Lahave Vapsila. This is what we saw. The Kibui is an example of Malacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa, unless what it's doing is specifically for the purpose of creating a more proper Tzricha. And then he continues that he quotes a sefer, the Hiksha the sefer Tet Aleph. Back then, I don't think that's a Turi of it. I mean, it wouldn't be before the Magen Avraham. I don't know who the Tet Aleph is. Each of the Sefer Tet Aleph Dafnem, the Bechot Mishlat Siman Tav Kaf Dalet Pasak Hatur, the Hachovel B'Chaveiro B'Shavos Patur Mitashlumen. That when we have, so if you punch someone in the nose on Shabbos and he gets a bloody nose, then you don't have to pay him for his bloody nose. Why? Neshechayav Nisa. And we have a din of Kamlei Midrabaminei. And Kamlei Midrabaminei applies even in situations where there aren't Eidim and Hasura. Simply this Aveira Chamura prevents a Chiyuv of Tashlumen. Zekan Pasak, Malacha She'en Tzricha Legufa Patur. Chovel B'Chaveiro, L'chora, is a Malacha She'en Tzricha Legufa. Right? That Chovel in the Mishkan was used for what purpose? To get you want a skin, you have to kill the animals, right? So it's on for a positive purpose. Punching someone in the nose, there's basically very little positive purpose one could put in there. B'chulei. So we're dealing over here with a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, and the tour passes here potter. And if you're potter, he's not chayav midoraisa, then why should he come in the drabbin? They come in the drabbin, they learn when you're chayav misa. And over here, not chayav misa. So the answer, the Yeshlomar, disfuke mesafke lei, that the tour is the supak. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Nochananel and the Ravid and the Rosh, the tour's father, they paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So the tour had a subject, how do we paskin? And once he had a suffix, how we paskin? Yabi mamon amotin echaver olav haraya. That's why he said, you're potter from mamon, because the Delphine said, Kimberly, when I punch you in the nose, I knew that's a chiyuv d'oraisa, so I'm potter from mamon. And since it could be a chiyuv d'oraisa, so we could have a chiyuv mamon, and so we could have over here a third sheet, not an absolute psak like Rabbi Shimon, or an absolute psak like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather to remain the supak, wherever that will lead us. In the world of Mammon, it will lead us to Hamotzim et Tadogah Haraya. In the world of Shabbos, it will be Safek Daraisa. Got a Safek Daraisa. Wouldn't it be Drabanan? Wouldn't it be Daraisa? It'd be a Safek Daraisa. With all that implies in terms of Halacha. This Magen Avraham is quoted in the Psicha Koleles of the Prima Godin. When I was in YU, Rav Schechter was still learning by the Rav, he had a chabur on Thursday nights where he learned the Psicha HaKoleles of the Prima Godin. The Kula God. The Prima Godin was an astounding bekiyus, and he wants to give Kulam. And so this tour, I don't know this particular Magen Avraham, because in the first, in Chelot Rishon, Chal Rishon, the very, very beginning, he brings this as an example of a situation where we're going to have coming with Rav Minei. He says, "Vayei Magen Avraham or Rechayim Siman Reisha in Ches the Hatur Masupa Ki Halachah Rav Yehuda Rav Mishima Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Uve Mamon Potter Misafek Hamasim Yachaveh Rolav Haraya Who Be Pri Sham." In my Prima Godin, over there, on that Magen Avraham, namely the Eish of Avraham, Kasavnu, the Desiman Shimlan Nidalad, Muchach the Hatur, Mifshitle the Patur. That's a misunderstanding of the Tur. The Tur really paskins like Rabbi Shimon. What is in Siman Shimlan Nidalad? That's a case of a Gachelas and Rishus Haradim, and it's a problem of Shema Yazik, and so he wants to put out the Gachelas. And so over there, the assumption is we're starting off with a Malacha She'en Tzricha Legufa, and then because of the Torah Chei Rabim, it moves over into an Eder. So we have a machlokes as to what the Torah paskin. So is the Torah paskin Safek Daraisa? That's the approach of the Magen Avraham. Or does the Torah paskin that this is like Rabbi Shimon? Like Chachmei Ashkenaz, like his father, like the Rosh, not like the Rambam. The moving next line of defense is Shulchan Aruch. has a Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So here we have a situation where, on one hand, we do find the Machaber a number of places paskining like Rabbi Shimon. However, there are exceptions. And I sent you, the rule over here is Simon Reishayim Chet, where he paskins like Rabbi Shimon. But I sent you also to Simon Shin Mem, where over there it appears that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. That he deals with the case also Rito Saro Tziporna Ben Biyad Ben Dekli Ben Yachon Ben Afeirim the Chayav Al Shtei Saros. If you cut your nails with the Kli, you're Chayav Al Shtei Saros. I dealing with a Malacha She'ein Tzvifa Uvifa. So either we're going to have to stand on our head and work to our toes and link into Machaber in with the Rivash and the Ran, which is one option, or set up an Ukimta where this person needs these two hairs for some sort of a biological experiment. Or we're doing the woman cutting her hair for a wig, that we've got to send out from the scene to Tzvika Lagufo. Or what the Gra says is that over here the Mechaber is only quoting the Rambam. The Rambam paskins chayav, because Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam paskins lachet in tikkun gufas chayav. Occasionally the Mechaber will quote a Rambam, even when that is not his shita. How do you deal with such matters is very, very problematic. So let's just leave it as a tarakiyum. Everyone said basically, throughout Yoko Shabbos, the Mechaber paskins, it appears, like the like Rabbi Shimon, but with certain equations, certain situations where he quotes a Rambam. He quotes a Rambam over here in Siman Shin Mem. Similarly, in Siman Shin Kaf Chet, Sif Lamed Aleph, he also quotes a Rambam. Also, Malcha Sheishin Chuduf LaChayav. So we're Mesupa. It's our problem. How to deal with the Mechaber. So moving down to modern day poskim, we have the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe. The Mishnah Berurah takes an interesting approach, namely, that on one hand, we'll pass like Rabbi Shimon. I said, Rov Rishonim, paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So, Ravid, and the Rabbi Nochananel, and the Rosh, Yitachem the Tur, Yitachem the Machaber. However, since we do have the Rambam, and Yitachem a problem within the Tur, and Yitachem a problem within the Machaber, therefore, this is an unusual Malacha Drabana. This is a malacha drabanan chamura. What distinguishes halacha lemaisa, a malacha drabanan chamura, from a normal malacha drabanan? That in Siman Shinmen Beis, we find over there a rule. The rule is kol hadvarim shasur midivrei sofrim lo gazer aleihem bein hashmashos. That rule will not apply to malacha sheyizir to legufa. Right? We will not view it as a regular drabanan. We'll view it as a drabanan that's more chamur because there we two things. A, we have Rabbi Yehuda, and B, we have Rishonim who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and so we can't view it as a run-of-the-mill drabanan. A. B, we have a halacha that for a chola sheyesh bo sakana, you can go ahead and do any malacha that you want. That's what we call pikuach nefesh. For a chola she'ein bo sakana, we have a heter of malachas drabanan. We have a heter of Abiru La'akun, we have a heter of Muksa, we have a heter of there's no problem of Chola She'en Bo Sakana taking medicine, even though taking medicine is an Issur Drabanan, and we have all sorts of Issur Drabanan that are mutter for a Chola She'en Bo Sakana, not all of them. So in that respect, Malacha She'en Shukha Gufa would not be mutter for a Chola She'en Bo Sakana. These would be where we find places where we're Makil. In Yisroel Drabanan, we wouldn't be nekel for the Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. That we have over here an Yisroel Drabanan, which is an Yisroel Drabanan Chamura. On this Mishnah Berurah, there is a nice Ma'arechet of Rav Shechter. The Rav Shechter asks, what kind of category is this Malacha Drabanan Chamura? Where exactly do we find such a category? So, Rav Shechter has a long article in his Eretz HaTzvi in Siman Vav, where he claims that we have on Shabbos three forms of pu'ulot that are asur. We have malacha d'oraisa, and then we have malacha d'rabanan, and then we have gezerot. We dealt with this last year in Beitza as well. We have malacha d'oraisa, malacha d'rabanan, and we have gezerot. And Rav Shechter posits that when do we have these kulot that Bein Hashmashos or for Achola, the kulot are on Gzeirot. Kol Dvarim Shehim Asur Midivrei Sofrim Lo Gazru Aleihem Bein Hashmashos. Gzeirot, the Chazal, were making under certain circumstances. Bein Hashmashos, they were making on Gzeirot. Mukta is a Gzeirot. Amira La'akum is a Gzeirot. However, if we have a Malacha Drabanan, let's say, for example, milking a cow. Milking a cow, according to many Rishonim, is a problem of gush. We're extracting the milk from the udder. But we have a shita of Rabbanan that ain't disha ever the gedulei karka. That disha only applies to the vegetable world, not to the animal world. So there are Rishonim want to say that cows are also gedulei karka, that they grow on the ground as opposed to fish, but have not gedulei karka. But most Rishonim say no, that, you know, with a chole would be a malacha drabanan. That would not be a gzera. That's a malacha. You're going through the motions of extracting. Just that you're off on a technicality. Right? That we have a rule that ein disha elav gedulei karka. And that takes us down to a drabanan. So when you have such a malacha drabanan, there's no heter bein hashmashos. There'd be no heter per se to milk for a chola. You would have to be goneach. You remember the sugya that if you had a chola, he would have to suckle from the udder. So you would have both disha drabanan and klacharya get a shvus b'shvus mashu ke'im. So we wouldn't say it's a malacha drabanan, it's muter. So our question is, well, what is malacha shein shrichu l'gufa? Is malacha shein shrichu l'gufa a gzeira? Is it in the category of Amira La'akum and the category of Mukta and the category of Rufua? Those are Zerot. Or is it in the category of a Malacha Drabanan? Right? Rufua, you're not allowed to take medicine. Gezerah Shema, you'll come to Tochein. That's a Gezerah. That's not the equivalent of Malacha Drabanan. Right? You see, there's two categories. How do we deal with a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa? So here, Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu helped me, I skipped something, but I can put it in over here. Okay. We were dealing the whole time with trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. We said according to Rabbi Yehuda, we had this chart where we had Malacha, Ein Malacha, Tolda, right? We had this whole chart. So he said that according to Rav Yehuda, a malacha shein tzrichu l'gufa is a tolda. Why is it a tolda? Just like when you have the tachlus without the pu'ula, that's a tolda. When you have the pu'ula without the tachlus, it's also a tolda. Within Tosfos' framework, according to Rav Yehuda, he's being consistent. Rabbi Shimon is a yotzei dofen. Rabbi Shimon says nothing doing. That when you have a pu'ula without, when you have a tachlus without a pu'ula, that's a tolda. However, when you have a pu'ula without the tachlis, hotzas hameis, you have the pu'ula hotza without the tachlis, chofer bor b'nashach ha'la'afar, you have the pu'ula without the tachlis of the mishkan, that's only drabanan. Why is that only drabanan? Why don't we fit it in neatly into the chart like you do according to Rabbi Yehuda? We have one side of the coin, the other side of the coin. So that's a machlokas bali ha'tosfos. Tosfos on daf. Oh, actually it's machlokas rashi in tosfos. Rashi Andaf Sadi Gimel Amadeus says, why is Rabbi Shimon Poter? So Rashi says, Hilkach Rav Melechas Machsheves Hi Rabbi Shimon. Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is not Melechas Machsheves. What's the source of this word Melechas Machsheves? That's the Gemara in the Chagiga. Gemara in the Chagiga, there's a Mishnah over there. Just as I'm opening it up, you should just know that yesterday was a Yom HaKotol Rabbanan. A new Rishon came out that we weren't aware of. That they published yesterday the Tosos HaRosh on Chagiga. It was found in the Baron Rothschild, the Baron Ginsburg collection in Leningrad, and it just was published yesterday, and I'll put it on the shelf for you tomorrow. So in any case, we didn't have a Tosos HaRosh. We didn't have any Tosos on Chagiga other than Tosos that are in our Gemara. And that's, you know, a tragedy for anyone who wants to really learn Tosos. And so they found the Tosos HaRosh and Chagiga, which kind of came from a different, somewhat of a different makar, and so now we can learn chagiga again. Okay. But I didn't find anything on this sugya. Okay, in any case, there's a mishnah on the Yudah Meralef and chagiga. Heter nedarin porchin ba'avir ve'en lehem amashi yismolchu. Hilchos Shabbos. Chagigos umeilos harehen taharorin hatluyin b'sa'ara. Nikra muat halachos merubos. We can be made that that's true, right? Nikra muat halachos merubos. So the Gemara asks, Hilchos Shabbos nichtav k'sivan. I mean, what do you mean there? Hilchos Shabbos, we have psukim, we have phrases. 7 parashas of Shabbos in the Torah, 13 parashas of Shabbos in the Torah, we have a lot of parashas of Shabbos in the Torah. What does it mean that we have over here this the situation of Haror and Hatuyin of the Sara? So it says, Lo tzricha v'chad Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba, Hacholfer bor v'Shabbos, Ein tzarech halal afara, Pater aleha. Kaman, Rabbi Shima, Dama malacha shein tzricha gufa, Pater aleha. Akiu tenu Rabbi Yehuda, Hasa metakin, hacha metal tovu. Maika hararin hatuyin besara, melechas machsheves asra Torah, or melechas machsheves lo ksiva. That's the reason that we have this case of chalker bor by metrat achara being patur. Why is it patur? Ayin to melacha, because we have a requirement of melechas machsheves, and melechas machsheves is not written in the parasha of Shabbos. Where is melechas machsheves written? In which parasha? Mishkan. We're in the parasha of the Mishkan, so we have Haror and Hatuyin Lasara. We have to compare Shabbos to the Mishkan to get a basic halacha within Shabbos. Now, which basic halacha over here is that which we're going to have from Malachas Bach Shabbos? So Rashi felt Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. That the Gemara over here brings in Rabbi Shimon, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Pater Aleha, and it brings as a source Malachas Bach Shabbos Asra Torah. So you see that we have over here a chisaron of Malachas Bach Shabbos. That's the makor. That this is that Malachas Machsheves means, according to Tosfos, you need the Totsa'ah of the Mishkan. According to Rashi, a positive Totsa'ah. According to the Ramban or the Baal HaMor, a confluence between the Pu'ula and the Hana'ah. That's going down from Malachas Machsheves. But Tosfos had that Ayin Dalet. Tosfos was bothered on that. And that Ayin Hei Amad Aleph, that if that's a makar, then we have a problem. Because we have certain malachas that are mufka from Malachas Machsheves. Everyone knows that Metalkel is Pater. Why is Metalkel Pater? Because it's not a Malachas Machsheves. And we have two exceptions. Ha Metalkel B'chabura and Ha Metalkel in Havara may be Chayav. So if we're going to say Malachas Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is a Ptur Malachas Machsheves, Kanarei wouldn't apply to the malachos of Havara and malachos of Chabura. And is that really correct? That's what Tosfos asks. Tosfos says, the tema perak itself perak kama da chagiga da chidim and days mashma da hod da patra nishimon malacha shein zricha legufa hain nishim da boi malachos machsheves v'yim kein da chabura da boi malachos machsheves da chayiv ba malacha shein zricha legufa. And you get involved in the whole sugi of making trelas, etc., and what exactly how the things fit in. And we said Tosfos does not like that makor. Happy now like the Gemara. It's not that he doesn't like the Gemara, but Rashi interpreted the Gemara. You could learn the Gemara that even in Rav Yehuda says over there, Chofer Bor Ba'ino Trecha Lafara is Patur. Why? Because of Mekalkel. And that's what the Gemara asks. What the Rama Tuyin de Sara? Malachas Machsheves. And with the Gemara over here gives a case which is both Malachas Shein Tzricha L'Gufa and Metalkel and calls it Malachas Machsheves. That's the Ptur Malachas Machsheves. So you could learn, like Rashi, the Ptur Malachas Machsheves goes back to Malachas Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. And you could learn, no, the Ptur Malachas Machsheves only goes back to Metalkel. And then everyone agrees that Metalkel is a problem of Malachas Machsheves. But if we don't want to use that as the makar for Rabbi Shimon, so what is the makar of Rabbi Shimon? So I sent you to a huge Tosfos in Yuma on that Ramadan in the days. I'm sorry I didn't write what part of Tosfos I wanted, but you know, that's life. It was my mistake. It was just, I'm doing that next time around, 4 years from now, I'll put in the more specific makam. But just don't complain. In any case, in that Tosfos is one line, which is important. actually two words which are important. It's like life. There are two words that are important, in which Tosa says as follows. The hod the potter lay Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon potter mocha shein shuchu adufa, lav mishum drochoshit molechas machsheves. It's not because of molechas machsheves. Why? Because then you get involved with the problem of chabura, etc., etc. So what then is the problem? So he says, Ela hainu taimad Rabbi Shimon, the potter, mishum de be'inon molechas pichu adufa, the yalfinon mi mishkan. The Alfina the Mishkan. We have a category called Dumya the Mishkan. Dumya the Mishkan. Just like the Havdiyah within the world of Tanoim. You require Dumya the Tanai, the Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven. And that's where we learn now Tanai Kofo and Hekod and Malav and Tanai and Shlichus v'chulei v'chulei. Because it has to be similar to Tanai Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. So since the Malav was learned out from the Mishkan, you need Dumya the Mishkan. You need Dumya the Mishkan. That is the entire makor of Rabbi Shimon. And since in the Mishkan, a malacha was tzricha legufa, therefore any malacha which is not tzricha legufa may still be a malacha of machshavas. Right. However, it is not a dumya the Mishkan. And that's really enough to knock it down. We pointed out that disha, ain disha el bidulei karaka. Why ain disha el bidulei karaka? Because in the Mishkan, disha was done, bidulei karaka. It didn't give you the Mishkan. There's no lack of brachas machsheves when you milk a cow. Over here, it's a problem that it's a lack of dumya the mishkan. Mishkan had certain criteria. This is dumya the mishkan. Namely, we have malachas machsheves. Malachas machsheves, you need a malacha chashuva objectively. Mekalkel is not malachas machsheves. Metakin is malachas machsheves. We have dumya the mishkan, which is much more arbitrary. And the question is, malacha she'en tzricha legufa, is this a form of malachas machsheves? Is this lower the malacha objectively, or does it simply tell us this is not one of the categories that the Torah answered on Shabbos? This is not one of those creative categories. Minach Kamina, whether we take the approach of Rashi, or the approach of Tosas of Ir and Yuma, is malacha she'en tzricha legufa a gezeirah, or is it a malacha drabanan? If we view it as a din of dumya the mishkan, it means really it's a malacha. It's a malacha. It's malachas machsheves. But you're off on a technicality. That's similar to milking a cow. When you're chofer bar vein on tzarachav afara, really you're doing a malacha. Just as this isn't the way the malacha was done in the mishkan. And so you're potter, but Chazal still said it's aser. You're simply potter, but it's still a malacha. This is a malacha drabana. However, if we say that we lack malachas machsheves, there's no malachas machsheves, then why is it also drabana kotev shimon exera? And if you come to be chofer bor for afara, next thing you know, you're going to be chofer bor for guma. Right? That's already exera. My nafkamina, so nafkamina would be for a chola sheibo sakana, for ben hashmashos, etc. So yitachayin. I'm not saying this is what the Mishnah Berurah meant. But Yitzhakai, you know, in the Mishnah Berurah called Malacha Shem Tzrichu Gufa, a Malachas Isur Chamura, what he meant was that with a category of Malacha Drabanan as opposed to a category of Gezeirah. Well, you don't have to learn the Mishnah Berurah this way. You could learn Malacha Shem Tzrichu Gufa is a Yotze Dofen, that's all, it's a Yotze Dofen. You thought they have Lachokas Apostim, da 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 da. Or you could learn, no, that we have over here a category of Malacha Drabanan, where we don't have the Kubos that we find on the Gzeirah. But whether you could say that, whether you could view Malacha Shein Tzrichu Legufa as a Malacha Drabana, that would depend what the source is. If the source is to be the Mishkan, yes. If the source is Gzeirah, Malacha Machsheves, then no. Okay? Okay, this is pretty much the picture that we have up to Rav Moshe. We open Rav Moshe's Tshuva, very, very fascinating, very halachah l'maisa. Chutzlaretz in places where there is no Eruv, or people aren't sonach on an Eruv, during the months that it rains, is one allowed to wear a plastic cover on his head? A rain hat, but one of these plastic covers that you roll down and covers your hat, so your hat doesn't get wet. Are you allowed to wear that on Shabbos? What's the question? You're allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos. Not allowed to be motzi kelim. Do we view this as a case of bigud, in which case there's no hotzah? Or do we say, no, this isn't part of your clothing. This is simply to keep your hat from getting wet. That's a patent. Not allowed to carry patents on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry clothing. And so Rav Moshe wants to distinguish between rubbers, galoshes, and rain hats, right? That the rubbers of the galoshes protect your feet from getting wet. That's clothing. What's clothing? Clothing is that which protects the individual. However, here, even if your hat gets wet, your head's not going to get wet. Those are two different functions. And so, you're not wearing it because you want to keep your head from getting wet. You're keeping it because you don't want your hat to get ruined. That's the question that Rav Moshe deals with. It's in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph. Where did I tell you it was? Kutzel. So we see on Kuf Chet, begin Hamichse Miklastik Shemesimin Arakova Imuter Latzeis Veshachos. It was written to the Admur of Chechenov. There's a lot of Hasidim who have Strangot also. That's a big Hefse Meruba. If you're not going to wear a plastic bag, go for that. And so Rav Moshe wrote to him that he thinks that it's also. He thinks that you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. So hurry up and build an Eruv or I don't know, make artificial strangler, one or the other. But then Rav Menashe Klein, the author of the Mishnah Halachos, wrote back to Rav Moshe defending the plastic hat, and to Rav Moshe wrote a second tshuva, Kufet, to defend himself against Rav Menashe Klein. So the first part of the tshuva is just fascinating in terms of the Alphonse and Gaston. In other words, how Rav Moshe is like, not going to be cholik on my Rebbe, and Rav says, why shouldn't he be cholik on me? And that's the whole thing. You know, learning is to be cholik, and there's no Issa to be cholik, and I don't have to cover around, and that's really who I am, who am I, etc. But that's not what we're concerned with. That's not why I sent you to Tshuva. But then he moves over into the question, if you carry an object in order to prevent something from getting dirty, is that a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa? And if it is a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, do we pass like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Yehuda? Said Rav Moshe, this is generally all this true, but he starts from scratch. And where Rav Moshe ends up is that Tosfos, even if you want to say that it's malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa, Tosfos is Potter, Hashita Sarambam, the Od Yushonian, the Ein Tzarach l'gufa chayat. So we have a stake of the Dina. That's where he leaves off. Roi lahachmir mehem b'isum drabanan mitzad ha-rambam u'b'imesh u'didhu u'doraisa b'chein mitzad ha-din nota, etc., etc. And then when he comes after Moshe, then we're back to a stake of the Dina. Namely, what the Magen Avraham suggested was the Shita Satur, and that was shut down by the Prima Godim. Rav Moshe passes that way, that we have Malacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa is a Safek D'oraisa. And therefore, even if we're going to say that this plastic hat is a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa, we still have a Safek D'oraisa. Okay? So that's, I have nothing beyond that. Okay? So we have, the Mishnah Berurah says it's an Iser D'rabbanan Hamura. Rav Moshe says it's a Safek D'oraisa. In other words, in terms of where you draw the one between those two categories, we'll have to see. But it's something that has to be reckoned with very, very seriously. As opposed to simply taking for granted that we pass like Rabbi Shimon, which is what we normally say, oh, we don't pass like the Rambam. Lo ko kach pashut. The Rambam is very much taken into account in terms of passing halacha l'maaseh. Finally, to end off, which malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa are we concerned about? Right? Which category are we using? So here we don't find the Mishnah Berurah relating to this directly. We have to deal with indirectly. It doesn't say we have Bakokas, Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, Balamor, how do we pass, etc. But what we do find is as follows. The Magen Avraham uses the language of Tosfos. Over there in Reish Ayin Ches, he uses the language of Tosfos, which is, you know, what Shimon Ida puts on top of the page, Tosfos. And that's the classic definition. Even in the Shmir Shabbos Yil Chasa, he has a volume, a third volume, that has footnotes, additional footnotes. And there's a whole section in there on Malachas Machshevas. And so over there, he also just brings Tosfos from the top of the pages, as you call. However, the Taz, who is the contrast of Magen Avraham, quotes Rashi. Avatar, over there, in Siman Reish Ayin Ches, the Taz quotes Rashi. I'll give you Sifat and Aleph. The long Sifat and Aleph of the Taz, he deals with while a candle is being lit to take off the aether from the wick, that it'll light stronger. So he deals, he says, we did Domer, the Masha Kosav Rashi, Malacha to Giluka Kedin Shem Sarako Gufo Tsaras Hames, El Lasalka Mi Olav, Yer Son of Lavalo, El Sarakla, also over here, Yer Mesir Gram HaChoshech, Yer Mesir that which caused the Choshech, and so he quotes Rashi. He used Rashi as his source text, Halach Lomaisa. The Mishnah Brura only quotes Tosfos. But Rav Moshe quotes both. Okay? So Rav Moshe wants, when he asked about the hat, the rain hat, is this Mokashim Sodufa? He says, according to Rashi, the Chorah, you're doing, you know, it's according to Rashi, this would be a Malacha, maybe that would be Sricha Lagufa. Why Sricha Lagufa? Because you want to protect yourself from the rain. Rain is not a snake, right? Rain is a natural phenomena that people look forward to. So this is something which is a creative way of living in the rain, as opposed to being Meser Amazik. Mashen can point to Tosfos, this is not what carrying was done for in the Mishkan. It wasn't done to protect nothing. It has to deal with the Zav, and the Zav has a kiss, and the kiss protects his begadim from being the two. Nothing. The Makarot agreeing. He says that this Makar is totally in Rashi and Tosfos. And since we don't know how we define Racha Shein Tzirchu Gufa, so you think that even though Tosfos uses Racha Shein Tzirchu Gufa, maybe you can try to say Racha Tzirchu Gufa, the Sabek Daraisa. And then you can put in Tosfos, maybe you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So he remains with the Sabek Daraisa. So Halakhu L'maisa, we should remain with these two definitions, Rashi and Tosfos, to be machmir for both of them, in terms of finding Racha Shein Tzirchu Gufa. And then even if it is a Racha Shein Tzirchu Gufa, according to even these definitions, we still have this is an Racha Midrabanan Kamura or a Safek Doraisa. Okay, so we'll leave it at this point. But the Ramban and the Balamor, they remain Bahadul Kabur Lahadira. But not as something which I've seen brought by the poskim, Halacha Maisa. If you find something else, please inform me. Okay, so where we're moving now, then, is just within Malacha Koresh over to the next Inyan, which is also a broader union that we read to all Malachos, and that's the question of Dabakan and Miskaven, and Sikresha. So work off of the Gemara of Dolir Adam, Pisei, Vishulchan, etc., and we'll try and define what is exactly a Dabakan and Miskaven, what is a Sikresha, Sikresha, Nichole, or Nichole. And then, of course, we're going to get to the problem, how do we distinguish between a Malacha, Shein, Chichol, Gufa, and a Sikresha, Lilo, Nichole, that on the surface, many cases could be sort of our borderline cases. So you saw already within the Rambam that the Ketan Mishnah quotes a tshuva of Avraham ben HaRambam, that gives an obvious distinction. But we'll have to try and understand what is this obvious distinction. But that's, you know, that we'll get to. First, we'll work on, forget about Malacha Shein Tzirchu Gufa, file it away. And forget it temporarily, I mean, file it away. And work on Dabakan HaMiskaven. And then once we've got Dabakan HaMiskaven down, then we'll have to bring Malacha Shein Tzirchu Gufa back into the picture and compare this. Again, going back to the terminology, Pula, Tachlis, Tavana, is going to be written over here. There's a famous Reb Chaim on Dabar Shein Miskaven that we'll have to get involved in, which I think I brought in my Makamas. Decided that's where we'll be working towards the end of this year. Okay, next year we'll move over into something different. That's it.
Really?